It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver here at New Bremen High School for the game tonight between New Bremen and Fort Recovery in high school girls basketball. Welcome to the broadcast. In the JV game, it was New Bremen winning 42-37. Mara Pearson led Fort Recovery with 15. Faith Wendell had 9 on 3 threes. 6 points for Kenzie Garkey, 5 for Callie Wendell, and 2 points for Abby Kanapke. Again, 42-37 was the final. New Bremen beating the Fort Recovery junior varsity. We'll be back in a moment here on J Country 101 Radio, 100.9 on your FM dial, and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com right after we pause for this break.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're underway now here at New Bremen, a very small crowd. They did sell tickets tonight for anybody who wanted to come in, but still a small crowd here tonight. Fort Recovery got the tap to start the ball game, and there it goes out of bounds. It'll be given to the Lady Indians. Kiki Wendell will toss it in. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, also in Bern and Union City, Indiana. Calp Pharmacy, again, celebrating their 40th anniversary now. What a fine business they have been for the Fort Recovery community. Brenna Holman is among the starters, and she has the basketball. Outside to Paige Fortkamp. Three-pointers a little flat, no good. Rebound comes to New Bremen, the Cardinals with the basketball. This is the game of the year, as they went to the state finals in volleyball, so the start of their basketball season was delayed a little bit while the team got ready for the round ball season. Shots up, no good. Rebound up, no good by New Bremen. Out of bounds, going to be given to New Bremen. Last touch by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery is at 2 wins and 1 loss. This is their third game of the year. They beat Versailles last time out, the conference game we broadcast last week. Versailles with the ball. There's Kaylee Friend with it. She'll pass over here to Katie Howe. Howe backs it up to the center circle. Guarded by Kiki Wendell. Howe dribbling the ball. Now goes left. Stops. Bounce pass to Friend. Friend dribbles and runs into Whitley Rammel. No call. Friend got the basketball back. Now goes over to Madison Cordonier. It's no good. The rebound comes down to Allie Vaughn. A Fort Recovery, and Friend crashes into Allie Vaughn and commits the personal foul. So there's your first foul of the evening. Number one on Katie Friend. No score in the ball game here on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterly is our studio producer back at the radio station in Portland. Neil Spencer is here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Allie Vaughn on the right to Whitley Rammel. Back out to Vaughn, top of the key. Drives down the lane, puts it up, no good, and a foul is called on New Bremen. They're going to whistle Cordonier on that one. Madison Cordonier, one of the three seniors on this ball club. The other two are Katie Howell and Ellie Retkerman. So all three seniors that are on the team start for New Bremen. First free throw's up and good by Allie Vaughn to give Fort Recovery the first lead of the ball game, 1-0. Allie will have one more. It's up and good again. 2 for 2 for Allie Vaughn. Take advantage of Cal Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's a shot, turnaround, no good, blocked by Whitley Rammel. And Allie Vaughn over to Kiki Wendell. Wendell streaks down the court over in the corner to Paige Fortkamp. And Paige didn't see it coming. Went out of bounds. Turnover on the Fort Recovery Indians. 6:03 remaining here in the first quarter. Bringing it up the court now is Aaliyah Truman over on the right side to Katie Howe. Howe looks inside, guarded by Kiki Wendell. Back on the outside it goes. Now the friend down low. She'll dump it off inside. It's up no good. Rebound back up, no good again. And Fort Recovery got the rebound. And they're going to call a jump ball. Ellie Retkerman had two shots inside there. Couldn't get either one of them to go down. She was one of the stars on that volleyball team for New Bremen that finished state runner-ups this year. There's an in pass inbounds to Cordonier on the inbounds play, and she scores to make it 2-2. We're all tied up. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Allie Vaughn on the left side to Paige Fortkamp. There's Kiki Wendell on the corner. She'll drive in, tries to pass off to Whitley Rammel coming in from the opposite side, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by New Bremen. Kiki Wendell will toss it in here. Where's number 20 on her purple and white uniform? Into Whitley Rammel. Back outside, there's Brenna Homan. Homan feeds it off to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn tries to pass off, and it's intercepted by Friend. Down she comes, racing to the hoop and up and in. Pretty nice speed there for Kaylee Friend. She was also on that volleyball team. Here's Allie Vaughn feeding on the left side to Whitley Rammel. Back out to Paige Fortkamp. Sets on a three. Yes, it goes down. So Paige Fortkamp with 3 points to give us five, and we lead 5-4. Ellie Retkerman back out front, guarding or driving against Paige Fortkamp. Passes off, and the pass is back to Retkerman's intercepted by Fortkamp to Kiki Wendell. Lays it up and in on the fast break. And the Lady Indians have a 7-4 lead as Kiara Wendell lays in a two-pointer. Cal Pharmacy scoreboard, 4:24 to go in the first quarter of play. Inside to Retkerman, back out to Cordonier. Back to Retkerman, back to Cordonier. Drives in, puts it up and missed it. Rebound Whitley Rammel, who rips it off the board. Feeds it out to Kiki Wendell, down to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn back outside to Fortkamp. Fortkamp does not have the shot. To Brenna Homan, top of the key. Right side to Kiara Wendell. Kiara dribbling the basketball. And passes off to Allie Vaughn on the right wing. Now to Brenna Homan, coming around through the circle. And it's up and no good. Rebound comes down to New Bremen. Retkerman with the ball down the lane. Pops the shot short. No good. Rebound Friend gets it up and in. Kaylee Friend gets a rebound basket to make it 7-6 now on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Fort Recovery still in the lead by 1 point. Don't forget, for handicap medical equipment, depend on Cal Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center at the south edge of Fort Recovery in the Industrial Park. Kiki Wendell fires a three, does not go. Rebound Paige Fortkamp. Looking for a Christmas gift for someone who has a handicap? Check out the Handicap Medical Equipment at that Handicap Medical Equipment Center, owned and operated by Cal Pharmacy. And there is Vaughn draining a three from the top of the key. She has 5 points now. Allie Vaughn with five. And that makes it 10-6. Fort Recovery leads by four. New Bremen comes down across the timeline. Left side it goes. Fort Recovery's has already won a conference game, beating Versailles last week. So we're 1-0 in the conference. Again, this is New Bremen's first start of the year. So obviously they have not played any conference games until tonight. Fort Recovery stole the ball into Whitley Rammel. Back out to Paige Fortkamp. Went through the legs of one of the New Bremen players on the pass. Paige Fortkamp with the ball back over to Brenna Homan, right side. Homan passing to Kiki Wendell. Kiki looks, dribbles. Right side, Paige Fortkamp. Three-point shot is a little short, no good. Rebound comes off a Friend. Fort Recovery should keep the ball. Yes, they do. Allie Vaughn will toss it in. Nope, she leaves the game. as coming in is Grace Guggenbiller. So Guggenbiller in the lineup now. She'll toss it in to Kiki Wendell. Fort Recovery leads 10-6, 2:08 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, if you need a flu shot, Cal Pharmacy can help you out. Call for your flu shot appointment at Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Inside pass to Whitley Rammel. Knocked away, but she got it back. Now back over in the corner. Now outside, there's Kiki Wendell on a three-point shot, and she drains it. Kiki Wendell with 5 points now, as it's now 13-6. Fort Recovery looking pretty good here with an early lead in this contest. Kayla Friend with the ball. Standing at the center circle, guarded by Grace Guggenbiller. Right side it goes. With the ball there was Katie Howe. She'll dump it inside. Friend puts it up and in. Nice move by Kaylee Friend. I'm impressed with Kaylee. She is playing really well. 13-8. Fort Recovery still leads by five. Brenna Homan over on the left to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller to Paige Forkamp on the right. Back on the left to Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbles. He's on the wing. There's Grace Guggenbiller coming down the baseline. Tries to pass it off, and I think they're going to say the ball was kicked, I guess. Brenna Homan will come out of the game, and Allie Vaughn will go in. Kiki Wendell will toss the ball in on the inbounds play. Everybody's in motion. Comes into Whitley Rammel. Whitley bounce pass right side to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbling. Back to Guggenbiller. A three-point shot is off the mark. Rebound comes down to Reckerman, and a foul's going to be called on Paige Forkamp. That was an El Cheapo one there. She did. She committed the foul, but she should have stayed away from her. 13-8. Fort Recovery leads by five. Good start for the Lady Indians tonight on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Don't forget they have two locations in Indiana, in Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana, Cal Pharmacy. Kayla Friend on the right side has the ball knocked out of bounds by Allie Vaughn, and they say that Allie knocked it off of Kayla Friend, and Kayla can't believe it. Okay, we'll take that one. Thank you very much. I don't think that we deserve it, but we'll take it. Allie Vaughn over to Kiki Wendell. Wendell comes down the middle. Feeds on the left to Allie Vaughn. Right side to Paige Forkamp. Paige now back out top to Grace Guggenbiller. On the left it goes to Kiki. Kiki stutter dribbles, and they're going to call 3 seconds in the lane. No, they're going to call an offensive foul on Grace Guggenbiller. I didn't see exactly what happened there, but they called an offensive foul on Grace Guggenbiller. And so New Bremen with the ball back with 22 seconds left on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Kayla Friend comes down, stops, feeds back outside. There's Katie Howe with it, looking for a teammate. Still dribbling, now feeds off to Reckerman. Down to 8 seconds now. Ellie Reckerman passes on the left side to Katie Howe. Howe dribbles, back to Reckerman. Three-point shot is fired up and no good. And rebound comes to Hope Wendell, who's in the game now for Fort Recovery. And the time expires at the end of the first period of play. The score, 13-8, Fort Recovery with a 5-point lead after one quarter. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, take advantage of their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. We'll be back with quarter number two right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Cal Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing intravenous medications that have been compounded sterily in our clean room. We also coordinate insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, and reporting to the healthcare providers. So call Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for intravenous home-based treatment. Cal Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fort Recovery with the basketball to start the second quarter. It's inside to Kiki Wendell, and she hits about a five-footer right in front of the basket, giving the Indians a lead now of 15-8 here on our second quarter scoreboard, which is brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery there on Route 49, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Here's Kayla Friend putting up a long shot, no good. Rebound, Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp brings it up the court, right side to Kiki. Wendell dribbling the ball. Passing on the left side to Allie Vaughn. Back out top to Brenna Homan. Homan over on the right side to Paige Fortkamp. Indians have their starting lineup back in there. Here's a shot from the left side. Brenna Homan on a three-pointer. Way to go, Brenna. Homan drills a three. That's her first basket tonight. And it's 18-8. Indians lead by 10, whopping points. Katie Howe on the left side for New Bremen. Guarded by Kiki Wendell. Indians playing really nice, aggressive defense. And Howe blows by Kiki Wendell and puts it up and in. Nobody helped Kiki out there. She got beat, and there was nobody to pick up Katie Howe. So it's 18-10 now. The lead is back to 8 points. Right side to Paige Fortkamp for Fort Recovery. Now to Brenna Homan. Homan passes back to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles into the lane, dumps it back over on the left side to Kiki Wendell. Now to Vaughn on the left wing. Vaughn will pass over on the right to Brenna Homan. Homan way out top. Hands off to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn drives down, lays it up, and oh, it falls out of there. Rebound, Hope Wendell can't get it to go down. Battle for the rebound comes down to New Bremen. Getting the ball there was Aaliyah Truman. And New Bremen, oh, almost, they did throw it away. Brenna Homan picks it up. She'll come down. Feeds to Kiki. Kiki Wendell stops. Feeds back outside to Allie Vaughn. There's Paige Fortkamp. There's Homan on a three. Oh, no good. It bounces off the rim. Knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. I thought that ball was going to fall in there for a moment, but nice to see Marcus Overman here, the principal at New Bremen, a great guy. Of course, he served some time as principal of Fort Recovery High School before moving back here to his hometown. Really fine young man. Fort Recovery was lucky to have him for the time that they did. 18-10. Lady Indians lead by 8, and New Bremen with the basketball. Fort Recovery is going to pick up the Lady Cardinals. Full court press here. Pass comes in to Ellie Retkerman. Retkerman dribbles across the timeline. Stutter dribbles. Passes on the left to Kayla Friend. Friend back out to Retkerman. Retkerman passes on the right side. Kayla Friend. Here's Retkerman with the basketball. Drives in, scoops it up, and no good. Rebound comes down to New Bremen. Shots put up and no good by Riley Trentman. Rebound Indians. Here's Allie Vaughn, left side to Kiki Wendell. Wendell fakes right, goes left, stops, and the ball goes out of bounds. That's going to go off of Mara Pearson. Mara had 15 points in the reserve game tonight to lead the team in that category. Reserve team lost 42-37 to New Bremen. See, Mara had a three-point basket and four twos and was four out of five at the line in the junior varsity game. Mara is only a freshman. Foul called on Fort Recovery on Brenna Homan. Kayla Friend will toss it in here for the Lady Cardinals. Standing right in front of us. Over to Ellie Retkerman. Back to Kayla Friend. Friend dribbles to the center. Top of the key. Passes off to Trentman. Trentman drives around to the right side. Can't find the open shot. Feeds off to Friend. Puts it up and good. Kaylee Friend gets her 8th point of the night. Give the assist there to Riley Trentman. And there's a foul on Fort Recovery on Allie Vaughn.
For recovery is number 24, Allie Vaughn.
That is number one on Allie. Yeah, Indians a little sluggish here all of a sudden, leading only by 6, 18-12. We were up by 10. But we haven't scored in a while here on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Trentman with the ball, feeds off to Ellie Reckerman down the lane. Shot's partially blocked, got it back. And the ball's off of Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn, and it'll be given to the Lady Cardinals underneath their own hoop here. Don't forget New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. New Holland Tractors available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. New Bremen with the ball back in play. Reckerman right side to Friend. She'll pass over to Trentman on the left corner. Shots up, no good. Rebound comes to Reckerman. Reckerman hooks it up, no good. Rebound to Whitley Rammel. Allie Vaughn with the basketball. Vaughn comes racing down, puts it up and in. All the way, Allie Vaughn with 7 points. And New Bremen's coach, not too happy. That's been Chris Burden. He calls timeout, and we'll pick time in for this message. It's 20-12. Lady Indians are up by 8 points.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Wayne Oil, Fort Recovery, Mr. Ivan. Good place to do business with. Absolutely. Here's a pass stolen by Whitley Rammel, and she throws it away. Trying to hit Allie Vaughn on the fast break there, and Whitley let her a little bit too much. And so New Bremen gets it right back. 3:39 left to go on the scoreboard here. Brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Kayla Friend goes right side to Trentman, and Trentman is called for traveling with the basketball. We're in New Bremen, Ohio tonight. If you've tuned in for the Jay County game, that's being heard on our other stations at 1440 AM or 105.3 FM. And you can always listen to either game from the radio station on our, again, on your smartphone. If you just go to WPGWRadio.com, WPGWRadio.com. Brenna Holman over to Paige Fortkamp. Outside to Kiki Wendell. Wendell will pass off to Allie Vaughn. Back to Wendell. Wendell dribbling to the top of the key. Now feeds to Paige Fortkamp. Sets on a three. It's in and out and good. In and out and back down in. Paige now with 6 points. As the score is 23-12. Lady Indians with their biggest lead of the game at 11 points. Down comes Katie Howe with the ball for New Bremen. Tipped away by Whitley Rammel. And Brenna Holman picks it up. Feeds over to Kiki Wendell, and Kiki will come down. Pass right side to Allie Vaughn. Goes inside. There's a shot up and no good by Whitley Rammel. And a foul's going to be called on New Bremen. Rammel will go to the line for 2 shots here. We'll be at Monroe Central tomorrow night. Fort Recovery tangling with the Monroe Central Golden Bears. That's over in Randolph County, west of Winchester, between farmland and Parker City, if you've never been there before. I do not know what their ticket sale plan is, so I'll try to find that out for you and let you know tomorrow on the radio. Some schools, I know Jay County right now, is only selling tickets to parents and to basically the parents of players, managers, and also to coaches, and that's about it. Second free throw was no good. In fact, both free throws were no good by Whitley Rammel. And the score remains 23-12. Fort Recovery did get the rebound of the missed second free throw. Here comes Paige Fortkamp tossing it in for the Lady Indians. Nice athlete, Paige Fortkamp. She's going to play volleyball at University of St. Francis. Inbounds pass is knocked out of bounds by Reckerman. Reckerman says it went off of Paige Fortkamp, and the one official agreed with her. And so it'll be New Bremen's basketball. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. 23-12 is the score. Check out the new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, built tough with poultry growers in mind, and available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery. As Fort Recovery just got called for a foul. Allie Vaughn gets called for the foul. Here comes Grace Guggenbiller in for Allie Vaughn. And the inbounds pass for New Bremen. They're having trouble. And it's loose and picked up by Brenna Homan. Tipping it away was Paige Fortkamp, and Brenna was there to bear hug the basketball. And the Indians have it. There's Paige Fortkamp, sets on a three. She makes them pay as she hits from the left corner. Boy, when Paige is on, her shot is a sweet shot. 9 points for Paige tonight on three threes, and it's 26-12. Lady Indians leading by 14 points. Oh, inside wide open. Lady Indians had a breakdown there as Ellie Reckerman scores. That is her first basket of the evening. For Ellie Reckerman, making it 26-14. Lady Indians still have a nice lead of 12 points. Outside is Kiki Wendell, right to Grace Guggenbiller. Feeds out to Paige Fortkamp. Now there's Brenna Homan on the left. Homan dribbling the basketball. She'll stop. Feeds off to Paige Fortkamp. Back to Homan. Brenna looks for a teammate. Now dribbles the ball. Stops. Feeds off to Kiki Wendell. Kiki. Free throw line, hands off to Paige Fortkamp. Brenna Homan on the right. Brenna lobs it in to Whitley Rammel. It's tipped out of bounds, and they say Rammel touched it last. So it'll be turnover on the Lady Indians.
Checking in for the Cardinals, number 10, Leah Truman.
Don't forget, Santa Claus is at the Santa House at Fort Recovery's Van Trees Park quite a few times this December. He was just there this evening, but that time is over with now, and he'll be there on Saturday from 11 to 1. Santa's visits are hosted by the Girl Scouts there in Fort Recovery. Again, the next time Santa will be at the house, Saturday from 11 to 1. New Bremen with the basketball. With the ball there is Madison Cordonier. Feeds off to Friend, and there's a foul on Grace Guggenbiller before Friend got her shot off, I believe. Out of bounds. Lady Cardinals. Fort Recovery leading at 26-14, 44 seconds to go on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Right side back. It goes to Katie Howe, back out to Cardonier. No good. Rebound comes to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace will clear it out and feed over to Kiki Wendell. Wendell comes across the timeline. Indians are, I think, going to play for the last shot here, leading by 12. Yes, they are. New Bremen in a zone defense here. Applying some pressure, though, to Kiki Wendell, who has the basketball. And there's going to be an offensive foul on Grace Guggenbiller. They say she knocked Kaylee Friend to the ground. So that's not a good situation. That gives New Bremen a chance to score here before halftime. 13.6 seconds to go. New Bremen with the ball. Tossing it in will be Leah Truman. Here's Friend driving down. Feeds off to Reckerman. Up no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. They've got time. Kiki Wendell with the ball. Turns, fires, and misses. And she is fouled with 1.3 seconds to go. They're going to call Cardonier with the foul. Madison Cordonier picks up the foul, and Kiki Wendell goes to the free throw line. So this gives the Indians a chance to get a 14-point lead before halftime. Kiki spins the ball and puts it up, and it's no good, in and out. She has 7 points on the night. We'll go through all the stats for you at halftime. One more for Kiki. lets it fly, and it is no good. And a foul is on Mara Pearson over the back of Katie Howe. That's going to be 1-1. That's going to give New Bremen a chance to score with 0.7 seconds to go. Mara, that one hurt a little bit there.
Shooting 1-1 for the Cardinals, number 2, Katie Howe.
Katie Howe will go to the line with 1-1 with 0.7 seconds left to go here in the half. Eyes it up, and it is good. Doggone it. They're going to make us pay for that foul a moment ago. Katie Howe will have one more. This could cut the lead to 10. Eyes and flies, and it is no good. Whitley Rammel pulls down the rebound, and that's the end of the first half of play. 26-15 is the score. 26-15, Lady Indians leading here by 11 points at the end of the first half of play. We'll be back in a moment. I want to thank our friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Well, see Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard, available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service. That's Artsway. Also, check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI. They're built tough with poultry growers in mind, the litter spreaders from BBI. And, of course, their famous New Holland tractors and Kloss Farm equipment available there from K&L Tractor Sales and Service. State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. We'll return with more from New Bremen High School in just a moment right after this.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Getting seed in the ground faster with more accuracy and consistency, it starts with your planter. With a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from, there's a Kinze planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency, and provides convenient transport between fields. Come see the latest Kinze planters today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-181.
Join the Pacasac Gas Club at a Pacasac convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasac website, Pacasac.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pacasac, there's one near you.
Back here at New Bremen High School, where the score at halftime is 26-15. The Fort Recovery Lady Indians leading by 11 over the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. Fort Recovery came into the game here at 2-1 with victories over Franklin Monroe and Versailles, losing to Arcanum. And New Bremen has not played yet. This is their first game of the year since they had the volleyball team go into the state championship game. They had to take some extra time to get the team ready to go, and so this is their first game of the year. JV game tonight. Fort Recovery lost that one 42-37. It was close throughout. New Bremen led by one at the first quarter, 6-5. Was tied at 14-14 at the half. After the third quarter, it was 28-26, New Bremen by two, and the final again was 42-37. Mara Pearson, only a freshman, led the team with 15 points in the contest. She had a three-pointer, four two-point goals, and four out of five at the free throw line. Faith Wendell had 9 points, 9 points for Faith on three threes. Kenzie Garkey had 6 points on 3 2-point goals. Callie Wendell had 5 points on a three and a two. And Abby Kanapke chipped in with 2 points. Again, 42-37, the final. New Bremen wins the junior varsity game over Fort Recovery. We'll have the varsity stats right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp from Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Seep of chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off seatless chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seatless chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at New Bremen, let's take a look at the varsity stats at halftime. Fort Recovery led 13-8 at the first quarter, and then expanding that lead to 26-15 here at the halftime. Lady Indians outscoring New Bremen 13-7 in that second quarter. So we won both quarters here so far this evening. Leading Fort Recovery in scoring tonight, we have 9 points for Paige Fortkamp. Paige's three threes on the evening. Kiki Wendell has a total of 7 points on 2 2-point goals and a 3-point goal. Chipping in with 7 points also, Allie Vaughn. Allie has a three, a two, and two out of two at the line. And Brenna Homan has 3 points on 1 3-point shot. Whitley Rammel has not scored. She was 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Hope Wendell was also in there briefly, did not score. Mara Pearson was in there and did not score, and Grace Guggenbiller was in there and did not score. So everybody on the varsity roster played in the first half. Again, the team led in scoring by Paige Fortkamp with 9-7 apiece for Kiki Wendell and Allie Vaughn, 3 for Brenna Homan. For the Lady Cardinals, they are being led tonight by Kaylee Friend. Very impressive first quarter of play, especially for her. Not maybe so much in the second quarter, but she ends up with 8 points in the half on 4 2-point goals. They had no threes at all in the first half for New Bremen. Katie Howe had 3 points on a 2-point goal and one out of two at the free throw line. 2 points for Ellie Retkerman on a 2-point goal and 2 points for Madison Cordonier on a 2-point goal. Again, Kaylee Friend led the way with 8, followed by Katie Howe with 3, 2 for Ellie Retkerman and 2 for Madison Cordonier. 26-15. Again, Lady Indians lead here at the half. We'll be back with the second half of play in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
J.
Joe, look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy, I have been waiting on it. Honey, I'm going to go out and start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161. 7161.
Cover more ground with the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick, featuring a gas-powered engine that delivers a top speed of 40 miles per hour, best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, and the strength to haul what needs hauling, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get more done right with the Kubota Sidekick. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I want to thank the athletic director here at New Bremen, Chad Wells. Chad's a new guy on the block. He replaces Gary Jones, who was athletic director here for many years. And Gary was always very helpful as well. So kind of a changing of the guard here at New Bremen. Fairly new principal, Marcus Overman, of course, came in here not too long ago. Athletic director is new, and Chad Wells. I believe they have a fairly new superintendent also. Starting the second half, tomorrow night we'll be at Monroe Central High School. Fort Recovery will play Monroe Central in a first-ever game between the two schools. We'll have it for you tomorrow evening at 7:30 here on the radio and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com as well. Outside shot for New Bremen is up and no good. Rebound Whitley Rammel, knocked away by Kaylee Friend. Now foul is going to be called on Whitley Rammel. Missing the first shot there for the Lady Cardinals was Aaliyah Truman. So it'll be out of bounds to New Bremen. Whitley Rammel picks up personal foul number one, I guess it is. Here's Kaylee Friend firing from three. Can't get it to go down. Rebound comes to New Bremen. Back inside. Ball's tipped out of bounds. It'll be given, they say, to New Bremen off of Paige Fortkamp. Our third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The farmer's friends are Cooper Farms. Here comes the inbounds pass. New Bremen with the ball. Outside is Aaliyah Truman. Feeds it off. Inside it goes, and what's the call here? Fouls on, apparently, Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel picks up another foul. That's her second. Two real quick ones here. And going to the free throw line, they call that in the act of shooting, is Ellie Retkerman. First free throw is good. She gets her third point of the evening. Don't forget, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Second one's no good. Whitley Rammel grabs the rebound, feeds it over to Allie Vaughn. Down comes Vaughn with the basketball. There's Kiki Wendell. Now Brenna Homan. Right side to Vaughn, who drives in and puts it up and in. Nice move by Allie Vaughn. Vaughn now with a total of 9 points on the evening. Seven in the first half, two here. And it's 28-16. Lady Indians lead by 12. Here's Kaylee Friend, and there's a ball stolen by Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp still with the ball, feeds off to Brenna Homan and walks it across the timeline. Back to Paige Fortkamp on the left to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn goes to Fortkamp. Right side to Brenna Homan. Homan dribbles in and tries to pass off to Vaughn, but it's stolen by Kaylee Friend. She'll race down and score. Turnover cost the Lady Indians there as Kaylee Friend picks up her 10th point of the game, and it's 28-18. Fort Recovery still a comfortable 10-point lead. Allie Vaughn on the left side, back outside to Brenna Homan. Now to Allie Vaughn on the left. Fort Recovery a coach, of course, coached by Holly Gann. There's a shot up and no good by Kiki Wendell. Rebound, Whitley Rammel puts it back up and in. Again, Holly Stein Gann, the coach of the Lady Indians, coach of the New Bremen Lady Cardinals, is Chris Burden. Right side it goes. Knocked out of bounds. as trying to pass it inside was Aaliyah Truman, and the Lady Indians hit it out of bounds. So New Bremen still with the ball. Here comes the inbounds pass to Kaylee Friend. Friend now way over on the far side. It's knocked away and out of bounds by Allie Vaughn. That'll give the ball back to the Lady Cardinals. Pass comes to Kaylee Friend. Over goes to Cordonier into Retkerman. Back out to Katie Howe. Howe dribbles in, feeds back to Cordonier. Foul's going to be called on Paige Fortkamp. Number three on Paige. She's going to have to be careful here. Number three on Paige. That's the first Lady Indian to get three fouls. We're only at 5:24 to go here in the third quarter. Again, brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. New Bremen with the ball. Kaylee Friend out front. Dribbling to the right, being guarded by Allie Vaughn. Now hands it off to Katie Howe. Howe goes towards the baseline, stops, feeds inside, knocked away by Allie Vaughn. Picked up by Kiki Wendell. Kiki racing down on the left to Vaughn. Back out top to Brenna Homan. Homan right side to Whitley Rammel. Here's Allie Vaughn dribbling in the lane, puts it up off the bottom of the rim, no good. Rebound comes to Katie Howe. Howe will feed on the right side for New Bremen. Here's Cordonier into Friend, puts it up and no good by Kaylee, and a foul is going to be called. Apparently on Fort Recovery's Kiki Wendell. Number one on Kiki. So the ball will go out of bounds for New Bremen here. Then Fort Recovery's girls, their next game will be with Jay County on Saturday. It'll be an afternoon game. JV starts at 12. We'll be broadcasting both the junior varsity and the varsity games on Saturday. So both games on 100.9 FM on Saturday. And again, that starts at 12 with the varsity at 1:30. And there's timeout as Fort Recovery just stole the ball away. Lady Indians have the basketball, leading 30-18 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. We'll return in just a moment.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Radio Rob here, Rob Weaver, and again our studio producers, Eric Catterly back at the radio station in Portland, and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Glad to welcome all you folks listening, wherever you're listening from. Again, if you've tuned in for the Jay County game, that's being heard on our other stations, 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Or if you have trouble receiving one of those stations, you can always listen on your smartphone, WPGWradio.com. You don't need any kind of an app. Just go on your smartphone, WPGWradio.com, and tap on Listen Live, and you can hear the game you want to hear. Either one. 30-18. 12-point lead. Lady Indians have the ball here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Brenna Homan on the left side to Paige Fortkamp. Now there's Allie Vaughn, who drives baseline, tries to pass off to Whitley Rammel. It got loose, picked up by Brenna Homan. Back on the left side to Allie Vaughn again. Out top to Brenna Homan to Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbling, feeds to Paige Fortkamp, right side to Brenna Homan. Outside to Allie Vaughn, drives in, scoops it up, no good. She's fouled, she'll be at the free throw line. Going to call that on Ellie Retkerman gets called for the foul. You know, if you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, just give them a call at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. First free throw is up and good by Allie Vaughn. That gives her a total of 10 points on the evening so far. Don't forget, Cooper Farms has a lot of job opportunities. All you have to do is go to their website to check them out. CooperFarms.com. That's CooperFarms.com. Second free throw is no good. New Bremen with the ball. Reckerman inside and scores. That didn't take very long. Ellie Reckerman scoring. They give her 5 points on the night. It's 31-20. Lady Indians lead by 11. Vaughn on the left side to Brenna Homan. Homan dribbling the basketball. Passing now to Kiki Wendell. Left side to Allie Vaughn. Here's Paige Fortkamp looking for a shot. New Bremen's playing pretty good defense here, not giving the Lady Indians much from the outside. Here's Paige Fortkamp on a three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Whitley Rammel. Save the rebound and feeds it back outside to Kiki Wendell. That was a nice, nice maneuver there by Whitley Rammel. Kiki Wendell on the left. Here in the Cooper Farms third quarter, Allie Vaughn drives in and off the glass and got it. Allie Vaughn with a total of 13 points now on the evening. Down comes New Bremen with the ball. Kaylee Friend feeds over on the left side. There's Cordonier. Up no good. Rebound, Paige Fortkamp. Allie Vaughn back outside it goes. Kiki Wendell. Allie Vaughn gets it back underneath the Whitley Rammel. Back outside, stolen by Kaylee Friend. Friend comes down, lays it up, and in. Kaylee Friend, that gives her a total of 12 points on the night. And Fort Recovery calls timeout. Lady Indians still lead by 11, 33-22. We'll be right back.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Once again, Fort Recovery's next game with Jay County on Saturday. That'll be a noon start at the Portside Fieldhouse. JV starting at noon and the varsity at 1:30. It also will be senior day for Fort Recovery. They'll be recognizing their five seniors, Brenna Homan, Paige Fortkamp, Kiara Wendell, Allie Vaughn, and Hope Wendell. Lady Indians, pretty senior-heavy team. And Fort Recovery just threw the ball away. Stolen by New Bremen, but they threw it away. As trying to pass into the corner to Friend was Aaliyah Truman and led her too much.
And the game from Lady Indians, number three, Grace Guggenbiller.
Grace Guggenbiller comes in, and Brenna Homan will go out for Fort Recovery. So we have Guggenbiller, Hope Wendell, Paige Fortkamp, Kiki Wendell, and Allie Vaughn in the lineup for the Lady Indians. Allie Vaughn with the ball, goes down the lane, feeds off to Hope Wendell and scores. Give Allie Vaughn with the assist. Give Hope Wendell the layup. That's her first basket of the evening. And it's 35-22. Right side it goes. There is Riley Trentman with the ball. Back out to Katie Howe. She'll drive and fire and miss. Rebound from the opposite side. Nice job by New Bremen, but they throw it away. Picked off by Allie Vaughn. Vaughn comes racing down. A minute 27 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. There's Paige Fortkamp. Another sweet three for Paige Fortkamp. Four threes on the night. 38-22. Lady Indians lead by 16 big ones. How about that? With the ball outside is Aaliyah Truman. Shots up and no good, and a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery. Going to be two shots coming here. And Allie Reckerman was fouled as she got the pass from Truman. So Reckerman at the line. She'll put it up and good.
Checking in for Lady Cardinals, number 34.
Allie Reckerman with a total now of 6 points on the evening. She will have one more here. Bounces the basketball. Lets it go, and it is good. Good again. Got them both. She is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line so far tonight. 38-24, Lady Indians by 14 and with the basketball. Lady Indians have outscored New Bremen in every quarter so far, including this one. 53 seconds to go in the quarter. Kiki Wendell wants to drive in. Can't do so. Feeds off to Paige Fortkamp. Now over to Allie Vaughn. Allie comes in and is fouled by New Bremen's Aaliyah Truman. She spells her name a little different for Aaliyah. It's A-L-I-Y-A-H. There is wide open Allie Vaughn from a three-point shot. No good. Rebound comes to New Bremen. Getting the board was Abby Powers, who's in the game now. Aaliyah with the basketball. Aaliyah Truman. And Fort Recovery steals it away. Hope Wendell came up with it. Over to Kiki Wendell on the left side. The Page Four camp wants to shoot three, decides not to. Back outside it goes to Allie Vaughn. Kiki Wendell with it back out at the center circle. On the left side to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn drives, stops, feeds back out to Page Four camp. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound, Hope Wendell, no good on a reverse layup. Out of bounds it goes, and that's the end of the quarter. So again, Fort Recovery outscores New Bremen in the quarter. Lady Indians lead 38-24, outscoring New Bremen 24-9. Let's try that again. 12-9, outscoring New Bremen 12-9 in that third quarter. We'll return with quarter number four, thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or health care provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kapp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing intravenous medications that have been compounded sterily in our clean room. We also coordinate insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, and reporting to the healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for intravenous home-based treatment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
There's a three-point shot by Allie Vaughn to start the fourth quarter of play. It's no good. Rebound comes to New Bremen. Kaylee Friend races down, puts it up no good. Should have got that basket. They needed that one, and Fort Recovery comes away with the rebound. Kiki Wendell with the ball. 38-24 is the score now here in the fourth quarter. Lady Indians leading by 14 as we start the quarter. Ball stolen away by Trentman. Riley Trentman comes racing down with the ball. She'll feed to Kaylee Friend, who races in and scores. She is a nice player. 14 points for Kaylee. She's going to be on the All-MAC team, I would guess. I'm very impressed with her tonight anyway. Allie Vaughn with the basketball. Back outside it goes to Brenna Homan. Homan on the left to Allie Vaughn. Back outside to Brenna Homan. Right side it goes, and it's out of bounds off of Mara Pearson, who's in the game now. Lady Indians look like they're going to go to 2-0 in the MAC. Still got a ways to go in this one, though. 38-26. We lead by 12 with 6:42 to go in the contest. Maybe not the greatest offense tonight, but defense has picked it up, that's for sure. New Bremen with the ball. Fort Recovery losing it there. Right side to Trentman. Riley Trentman goes inside, and the foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. Who's going to get nailed this time? Paige Fortkamp, number four on Paige Fortkamp. Coach is going to take her out. Paige has 12 points on the night on four threes. So Grace Guggenbilder comes in to replace Paige Fortkamp, and Brenna Holman, Kiki Wendell just stole the ball for Fort Recovery. And it's out of bounds will be given to Fort Recovery underneath our own basket. Kiki Wendell will toss it in, slaps the ball, goes out deep to Brenna Holman. Holman on the left side to Grace Guggenbilder. Guggenbilder back out top to Allie Vaughn on the left to Guggenbilder on the wing. Guggenbilder tries to drive baseline and is fouled by Riley Trentman. So it'll be out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Only the third foul on New Bremen. Reckerman comes back in for New Bremen, and leaving the game will be Chloe Bornhorst, who was in there briefly. Comes in, bounce pass to Whitley Rammel, steps back, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Kaylee Friend of New Bremen. Still comes down. Inside to Reckerman, turns, fires, and hits. Makes it a 10-point game. It's not over yet. 38-28. Reckerman now with a total of 2, 4, 6, 9 points. She only had 2 at the half. She has 7 here in the second half. And Fort Recovery just threw the ball away. Allie Vaughn couldn't quite believe that call, but that's what the official said. So New Bremen can get it down to single digits here. 5:35 to go in the game. It was just 14 points a moment ago. Right side it goes. Inside to Friend. She'll drive and score. Kaylee Friend cuts it to 8 points. She has 16 on the night. And it's 38-30, and Fort Recovery wants timeout. Fort Recovery's nice lead has shriveled away. Timeout, Lady Indians, 5:17 to go in the game. It's 38-30, Fort Recovery on top by 8 points.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Well, the timeout is over. Fort Recovery with the ball. On the left side, it goes to Paige Fortkamp, and Paige threw it away. Friend intercepts and scores, and it's a 6-point game. Well, I spoke too soon a minute ago when I said it looked like we were going to 2-0. It's a little scary now. Lady Indians only leading by 6, 38-32. As they have reeled off 8 straight points here to cut that lead to 6 points. Fort Recovery with the ball. Kiki Wendell out front. Over to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbling to the free throw line. Steps back. Feeds off to Kiki Wendell. Kiki drives in, now dumps it over to Paige Fortkamp, open from 3, can't get it to go down. Rebound Friend again, here she goes again, up and good. She is a one-man wrecking crew with 20 points now, and it's 38-34. Fort Recovery is trailing, Fort Recovery is leading by only 4. They have scored 10 points in a row to cut the 14-point lead down to 4 at 38-34. Lady Indians need some offense here. Right side to Brenna Homan. Oman dribbling the basketball. Feeds off to Kiki Wendell. Almost traveled there. Wendell down the lane, puts it up, and can't get it to go down. Rebound comes down to New Bremen's Abby Powers. Powers over to Friend, over to Trentman on the right side. Pass inside to Reckerman, and Whitley Rammel is called for a foul. Out of bounds. Nope, it's 1-1. They could cut the lead down to 2 now. Unbelievable. Oh, my. I remember one other time when we came over here, had a huge lead, and it got away from us. Let's hope this doesn't happen tonight. Reckerman puts it up and good. Ellie Reckerman now with a total of 10 points on the evening. She only had 2 at the first half. Spins the ball, puts it up, and it is no good this time. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. Well, that helped a little bit. Lead is still 3, 38-35. Here's Allie Vaughn, and she's going to be fouled by Reckerman. Vaughn went down pretty hard, but she gets back up. So Allie's going to have 2 free throws coming here. Now the key is we've got to hit these things. Come on, Allie.
Shooting 2 for the Lady Indians, number 24, Allie Vaughn.
You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Free throws up and no good by Allie Vaughn. And this is not looking good, folks. I'm going to turn off the computer and go home right now. 38-35. We lead by 3, and this is no good again. Missed them both. Here comes New Bremen with the ball. Back outside to Trentman. Riley Trentman goes over here to Abby Powers. Inside, there's Reckerman missing. Rebound. There's going to be a jump ball call between Friend and Whitley Rammel. And it goes to New Bremen on the alternating possession. Well, the good thing about that is next time we'll get it. 3:15 to go in the game. Fort Recovery leads by a measly 3 points. Inbounds pass comes to Trentman. It is. There's Reckerman firing and missing. Rebound comes to New Bremen to Aaliyah Truman. I think if you were to add up the rebounding, the Lady Cardinals would be winning that battle. I do not keep that statistic, but they've done quite well. Fort Recovery ends up with the ball. Here's Allie Vaughn coming down, misses the shot. Out of bounds off of Whitley Rammel. It has been a long, long time since we have scored in this fourth quarter. In fact, we have not scored in this fourth quarter. El Friend traveled and no call. Come on, Mr. Official. And the ball's loose, and it comes over here right in front of me, and they say Fort Recovery will get it. Fort Recovery led 38-24 at the end of 3, and we still have 38 points. 38-35, they have outscored us 11-0 here in the fourth quarter. Timeout, 2:41 to go in the game. Lady Indians will have the ball after this.
Ho, ho, ho. Little girl, what would you like for Christmas?
A puppy. Last year I asked for a puppy and got this turkey instead. Here, you can have him back.
Folks, if you get a turkey this holiday season, I hope it's deliciously prepared. Remember to give thanks for the meal, the cook, and the farmer. May you and your family have a blessed holiday season.
This message brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Brenna Homan will toss it in right in front of us here. Lady Indians with the ball, leading by 3 points. 2:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Paige Fortkamp on the left. Fortkamp over to Kiki Wendell. Wendell tries to drive in. Now dumps it off to Whitley Rammel, and she scores. And we finally, with 2:25 to go in the quarter, get a basket. Whitley Rammel puts it in. That expands the lead to 5 at 40-35 now. New Bremen with the ball. Here's Trentman with it. Riley Trentman back over on the right side. It goes to Aaliyah Truman. Pass comes to Friend back on the right side to Trentman. Riley Trentman into Truman. Friend tries to pass inside, knocked away by Allie Vaughn, but they say she touched it last, so it'll be given out of bounds to New Bremen. We're down to a minute 55 to go in the game. Fort Recovery hanging on to a five-point lead, being outscored here in this fourth quarter so far, 11-2. What a miserable quarter it's been for Fort Recovery offensively. Three-point shot is no good. Fort Recovery lets it go out of bounds. As gunning that from the top of the key was Abby Powers for New Bremen. Paige Fortkamp comes back in, and Mara Pearson will go out. Paige was setting out for a little while there after she picked up her fourth foul. Here comes Kiki Wendell down across the timeline. She will stop. Feeds back out to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn way outside, guarded by Kaylee Friend. Vaughn drives down to the lane, now feeds off to Brenna Homan. Homan back outside it goes. Kiki Wendell. Wendell in the lane, feeds off to Whitley Rammel, and she scores. Kiki with the assist, Whitley Rammel with the layup, and it's 42-35. The lead is back to 7. And here's Fort Recovery's Kiki Wendell with a steal, and now things are going Lady Indians' way. Just in a nick of time, I tell you, wow. New Bremen carving the lead down to 3 points at one time after we led by 14 to start the fourth quarter. Right side it goes to Allie Vaughn, back outside to Kiki Wendell. And got an injured player. Kaylee Friend, I think, is injured. Must have a cramp, I believe. So Kaylee Friend has played a heck of a game, I want to tell you. And whether she turned her knee or something, or looks like she might have turned her knee as she is being helped off, or she has a cramp, one or the other, I'm not sure what. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
They just called a foul on Cordonier for New Bremen, who just came back in there for Friend, who went out. And now there's a foul that's called on Abby Powers. 7-point game, 42-35. It'll be 1-1, the next foul called on New Bremen. I think that's where they wanted to be. They wanted to make sure they got to the 1-1 situation. Inbounds pass comes to Kiki Wendell with 37 seconds left. Lady Indians lead 42-35, and there is a foul committed by New Bremen deliberately. And Allie Vaughn will go to the free throw line. Abby Powers commits the foul so that New Bremen could try to get the ball back. Last time Allie was there, I hate to say it, but she missed both of them. So she will have another opportunity. The first one's up and good this time. Boy, somebody turned the light switch on here in the last minute or so for Fort Recovery. Finally got some scoring going on. This one's up and no good this time. Rebound Cordonier for the Lady Cardinals. Down to Trentman, back out to Cordonier. Fires a three, does not go. Rebound comes to New Bremen. Loose and out of bounds. He's going to get it. They say it last touched Fort Recovery. 22 seconds to go. This baby should be in the bag. Fort Recovery leading 43-35 over the New Bremen Lady Cardinals with 22 seconds to go. Timeout, New Bremen. We'll be back.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
recapping the scoring for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians to this point in time with 22 seconds to go. Fort Recovery has some nice balanced scoring. 13 points for Allie Vaughn, 12 points for Paige Fortkamp, 7 for Kiara Wendell, 6 for Whitley Rammel, 3 points for Brenna Homan, and 2 points for Hope Wendell. For New Bremen, their leading scorer is on the bench right now, Kaylee Friend. She has 20 or 22. Here's the inbounds pass for New Bremen. Cordonier hits a three-point shot. Madison Cordonier hits a three, and New Bremen calls a quick timeout. That makes it 43-38 with 19.5 seconds to go. I still think this one's probably in the bag for Fort Recovery. Of course, I thought that when we started the quarter, leading by 14. Fort Recovery went the first 5 minutes and 35 seconds without scoring in this fourth quarter. And the 14-point lead that the Lady Indians had to start the quarter was shriveled down to three before Fort Recovery finally got it going again on offense. It was 38-35 at one time. New Bremen only down by three. They had a chance to cut it to two with a free throw, missed the free throw, and now the Lady Indians have, since that time, have scored 5 points to only three for New Bremen, leading 43-38. Brenna Homan puts it in play for the Lady Indians, and there's going to be a foul right away. New Bremen's coach, Chris Burden, wanted a jump ball but did not get the call. So we march down to the Fort Recovery free throw line where Kiki Wendell is at the line. She will have one and one coming here. Kiara, one of the five seniors on this squad, puts it up and it is no good on the one and one. Rebound, New Bremen. They're racing down. Right side, inside, turn, the shot's fired up and good by Reckerman. They're not going to quit, but there's not enough time left. Reckerman getting a two-point basket with only 8 seconds to go. It is 43-40. Well, I guess if they were to steal the ball and hit a three, that would tie it up. That's all they need. So it's never over till it's over, as we have all learned down through the years. 8.4 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. 43-40, Lady Indians are on top by three, and New Bremen just called another timeout. Let's see. Reckerman has 12 points on the night now. Let me see how many points Friend has here. She has 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20. A lot of layups for Kaylee Friend. She is on the bench as she was taken out with an injury. Reckerman again with 12 points. After that, you go down to Madison Cordonier with five and Katie Howe with three, and that's it for New Bremen. Inbounds pass to Paige Fortkamp. Whoops, be careful there, Paige, as they call a foul on New Bremen's Madison Cordonier. Paige kind of took her elbow and whirled it around, and Cordonier went down on the floor after the initial foul by Cordonier. But the officials didn't call anything there on Paige, thankfully. Paige Fortkamp at the line. Puts it up, and she missed it. Rebound battled for, and Fortkamp came down with it, and she is fouled again. That's the first time Paige has been to the line tonight. Her scoring tonight has been 4 3-point baskets. 3.7 seconds to go now. Just one free throw here would put this thing away. Come on, Paige. Puts it up and no good. She will have one more. This is a two-shot, obviously two-shot opportunity here for her. The second one's good, and that's... that wraps it up. 44-40 with 3 seconds to go. Here comes New Bremen. It's stolen by Paige Bortkamp, and she dribbles out the clock, and the game is over. Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming out this evening. Have a safe time.
That was a little bit of a heart pounder there. 44-40, Fort Recovery wins over the New Bremen Lady Cardinals by 4 points. And really comfortably in the lead for most of the game, but not at the end. We'll be back to wrap up the scoring for you right after we pause for this.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
That's the end of the ball game. Again, the final score was 44-40. We're going to have Holly Gann come over here in a little bit and talk with her about the the excitement at the end there. I'll tell you, man. Well, it's a win. A win's a win. We're 3-1 on the year now after coming away with a victory here tonight, 44-40. Once again, the Lady Indians are led in scoring tonight by Allie Vaughn and Paige Fortkamp. They both had 13 points apiece, 6 points for Whitley Rammel, 7 for Kiara Wendell to be the third leading scorer, 3 points for Brenna Holman, and 2 for Hope Wendell. For New Bremen, they had 20 from Kaylee Friend, 12 from Ellie Redkerman, 5 points from Madison Cordonier, and 3 points from Katie Howell. That's the scoring for the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. New Bremen's 0-1 now. This was their first outing of the year. Fort Recovery improves to 3-1. Fort Recovery picking up, again, victories over Franklin Monroe for Sales, and now New Bremen is worth 2-0 in the MAC Conference to start the year in conference play. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be at Monroe Central High School as the Fort Recovery boys take on the Monroe Central Golden Bears, and that game will be at 7:30 tomorrow evening. And we have Coach Holly Gann with us. That was the superintendent telling you that he was going to give you a raise for winning that game.
Oh, you know he is, right? We were just discussing what time I should be in tomorrow morning. I said I was pretty free after that one.
Well, really for the three quarters of the game, the gals played really well. And for some reason, to start that 5 minutes and 35 seconds without scoring in that fourth quarter of play, that allowed and Kaylee Friend played quite well to get the Lady Cardinals back in the game.
You know, it's just some composure. I'm sure when I look, we had probably way too many turnovers, forcing some things that I just didn't think was there. Traditionally, when we play in the MAC, they got that person-on-person kind of defense, right? And they sagged off a lot on us. So I think there's some times where we just didn't know how to make that contact because we're so used to it. But, again, doesn't matter. And it's a MAC game, and a win in the MAC is always a good win.
Well, and you got to be proud of your kids at the end there. When they got down to three, they knew, hey, this is crunch time. We've got to get the job done. And they were able to do that in the final couple of minutes.
You know, and this is obviously my second year here, and that's one thing that I've been blessed with. If you look at our track history, if it comes down to crunch time, we always find a way to win. Always find a way to win.
Well, Paige Fortkamp, very impressive shooting night for her for the most part. She had four threes in the contest. Always nice to have that weapon.
Absolutely. She just, you know, she knows her job. And her feet are set, and she lets them fly. So not afraid to shoot, and we like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Got a lot of confidence in that shot. And although New Bremen changed up a little bit there, and that made it tougher for us to get those outside shots.
Yep. Again, just I'm so proud of the girls on how resilient they are and how they're willing to adjust to whatever we need to do to be able to finish there.
And everybody on your roster got in the game. Everybody contributed there. And, again, a nice win. 3-1 on the year. I think you'd take that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, I'm just happy and blessed that we get to come tonight and be able to play again. And, yeah, every day is a blessing, and every day we get a little better. So just hopeful for what the future holds for us.
Well, senior night coming up, Senior Day, coming up on Saturday when Fort Recovery hosts Jay County, and you got five really nice seniors there.
I do. I do have five really nice seniors. It's going to be a good day for those girls, for sure.
That JV game starts at 12, and the varsity game will follow about 1:30. And we're going to broadcast both games on Saturday. Both the JV and the varsity games will be on the radio on Saturday, so the JV girls will get some exposure there.
Absolutely. You know what? They played great tonight. I was super proud of how hard our JV girls played. I thought they showed tremendous growth over the week. And obviously, we've been flexible with what's going on, and we got people coming to practice, and we have people sitting out a couple days. So I thought our JV girls played the best I've seen them yet. So I'm really, really pleased with how hard they're working, and I think they deserve to be on the radio.
Well,
so I'm glad to hear that.
They are going to be there. Well, Holly, thanks for stopping by, and we wish you the best. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you.
And they had some nice athletes out there.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, we'll see those guys again.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see those guys again.
Okay, Holly, thanks.
Have a good one. Bye.
Holly Stein Gann, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, a happy young lady as her team pulled off the victory tonight, 44-40. Again, Lady Indians led by Paige Fortkamp and Allie Vaughn with 13 apiece. Got their scoring a little bit different. Paige Fortkamp had four threes and also with a free throw in there out of three free throws to give her 13 points. Allie Vaughn ended up with 13 points also. She had three twos, a three-point goal, and hit on four of her free throws out of seven attempts for Allie Vaughn. And again, then Kiara Wendell came in with seven. She had a three and two two-point goals, and Whitley Rammel with six on three two-point goals, all in the second half, by the way, for Whitley, getting some big baskets for us there at the end to help us hang on to the win. And Brenna Homan had a three-point goal in the first half of play to get her 3 points there. In the JV game, real quickly, we talked about that briefly, but New Bremen did beat Fort Recovery 42-37, but it was close throughout. New Bremen led 6-5 at the first quarter. It was tied 14-all at halftime. After three, New Bremen led 28-26, and again the final, New Bremen 42, Fort Recovery 37. Lady Indians were led by Mara Pearson with 15 points in that JV contest, 9 for Faith Wendell, 6 points for Kenzie Yarkey, 5 for Callie Wendell, and 2 points for Abby Kanapke. Thanks again to our great sponsors you folks heard in the broadcast tonight. Thanks to Holly Gann for coming by and saying hi to us after the ball game. And thanks to our studio producers, Eric Catterly back at the radio station in Portland, and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. That wraps it up for us tonight. Have a very pleasant good evening, everybody.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.